Well, what do we have here? A visitor? A guest? No, I didn't hear you asking for permission to enter. You're an intruder. What's the matter? You look nervous. Oh, silly me. I've been in this cave for so long, I forgot just how dark it is down here. You probably can't see me, can you? No matter. I can just move into the light. Hello, darling. Now where do you think you're going? Trying to run? Cute. Gotcha. You're not going anywhere. Not with my long coils wrapping around your body and holding you right where you are. Here for me. What? You're acting like you've never seen a Lamia before. Do your authorities still try to hide our existence? Fine. I guess I'll have to explain everything again. This is my least favorite part. But if you keep that horrified little cute face, I may just be able to get through it all. I'm a Lamia, or I guess you would call me a snake girl, but I hate that term. I'm not a girl. A girl implies some tiny little human that cries and wants pink little dresses. I am a snake woman. You think some kid is going to have a body like this? Long, flowing hair, bright, green, glowing eyes, breasts this large, stuffed into a crude, makeshift bra. It's okay. You can stare. I know they're big to you. If I'm honest, from the other Lamias I've run into, mine are just average. You should see my mother. Ever since I hatched from my egg, my mom would always cradle me in her bust. I would drink from her. She would give me what I needed to survive before my baby fangs even grew in. Then came you people, you Homo sapiens. We weren't hurting anybody. We just wanted to be left alone. But you sent your hunters after us. You were afraid, but you never wanted to learn. Only hurt. The things they did to my mom, my sisters. I just hid. I couldn't do anything. I was so small, so weak. But now I'm big, and I'm strong. I know my mom and sisters would be proud of who I've become. I've never let anybody hurt me. But now, I see how you look at me, like I'm some sort of freak, a monster. My brain is just like a human's, but you don't care. You can only see my tail, my eyes, and my teeth. The only things that make me different from you. But I haven't let that stop me. Others would be made to feel weak about their differences, but not me. I embraced them. I'm proud of my eyes, my fangs, that tail that's wrapped you up like a blanket. I spend every day training my body. At this point, I can crush a tree with my tail. You think you'd be tough to break? I've crushed grown men who have tried to kill me. They've turned into paste. Curious hunters looking for the snake girl. They stood no chance. With my prey, I make sure to kill them quickly. But humans? I take my time. It'd be slow, dragging it out to ensure as much pain as possible. It's their shoulders that go first, popping out of their sockets. Then their ribs, shattering them, shoving the broken bones into their organs. Then their pelvis. They shatter. Then it's just be gurgles and crunching while I squeeze them into nothing. But now there's you. I'll be honest, you're different. I've never had a human female come to me before. What's your name? You do have a name, don't you? Oh, How pretty. Well, you do know where you are right now, yeah? You're my prey. My victim. But believe it or not, you're lucky. That's right, I'm not going to kill you. Something about you? You're different than the men that come my way. You're smaller, prettier, smoother, cleaner, more curvy. I think I like you, little human. Perhaps not all hunters are worthless to me. I think I can have fun with you. After all, it's mating season. Oh, don't look so scared. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Hey, quit squirming. The more you squirm, the tighter my tail will get. And I don't want to kill you. And I'm guessing you don't want to die. So, be a good human. Hold still. But don't worry. You can whimper, you can scream, you can cry. I love those sounds. I don't even know where to start on a human. Let me just adjust my coils. There we are. Your arms and legs are bound, but all the important parts are free for me to explore. I must say, your choice of attire is bold. Just a black sports bra and some hiking shorts? I like you more and more by the minute. Let's start up here. Just looking into your beautiful eyes. You like this? Peering into each other's eyes like lovers. I only see fear and worry. What do you see in mine? Care? Interest? Lust? Truth be told, I'm feeling all three of those things. But let's explore more down below. No, not there. At least not yet. What's the word you people use? Tummy? Yes, your belly is quite interesting for a lamia like myself. As you can tell, my tummy has scales going at the sides. It's where the human part of my body begins, starting just at the navel. But your tummy has no scales at all. Just pure human flesh. Hey, what did I say about squirming? What do you mean you can't help it? I told you not to squirm, so you're not going to squirm. Don't make me tighten. Tickle? It tickles? What does that even mean? It makes you laugh and squirm if I touch your tummy? If I scratch it? Are all humans like this? Most? I never knew that. So, if I just start poking up and down your sides, you... Oh, wow, you're quite the little giggler, huh? Stop? What? You don't enjoy it? What do you mean you don't enjoy it? You're laughing and smiling. I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure that means you're having a good time. So, you laugh and smile, but it feels horrible? Interesting. You hate it? You hate it, huh? So you would hate it if I did this? Or how about this? What if I tickle you here? How about here? This should drive you wild. You're so cute. Oh, giggling and squirming around. Tickle, tickle, tickle. What? Stop? You want me to stop? Oh, I don't think that'll happen anytime soon. This is fun. I didn't know you humans had this tickle thing. You humans are so full of surprises. So, is it just the belly? Or are there other spots? That's it? Just the belly? You're lying to me, aren't you? You keep looking to the side. What are you looking at? Your armpits? Armpits are ticklish too. This is fascinating. Well, here goes nothing. Oh yeah, that's a tickle spot right there. Right in the armpits. Both of them were ticklish, huh? That's wonderful. Oh my. I've been so busy tickling you that I've hardly even noticed. Your breasts are... Wow. You sure got a nice pair. Not as big as me. I'm sure that makes you jealous. But they sure are something. Don't mind if I just... So warm. So soft. So round. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Just enjoying a nice squeeze, that's all. That feels good, doesn't it? Don't worry, I won't judge. It's just you and me here. Yeah, you're liking that. I can certainly feel it. You like it when I squeeze them, rub my hands on them, play with the nipples. What's wrong? Getting all hot and bothered when I play with your breasts? It's just part of the body, no need to feel embarrassed. Oh, I see a ring on your finger. You married? I bet you love it when your husband plays with them, don't you? But from your little stifling moans, I can tell you like it when I do it. I do it better, don't I? Hey, I'm not some savage man slapping around sacks of fat for entertainment. I'm enjoying myself in the comfort of my own cave. I wonder how your husband will feel when he finds out I did to you. He'll probably come after me. But don't expect me to show mercy. I like you, but I don't give a damn about him. Best we keep this between us. But I suppose I could give you a bit of a parting gift. Going down on your body, past your tummy, right to the gold mine. Shh, don't mind me. I'm just going to use the end of my tail to undo the belt. Pull down the zipper. Oh, what? Are you scared? Don't be. This will only take longer the more you resist. But it feels good, huh? If I rub you right there. If I tease it. So nice and warm. Your body's getting hotter, all hot and sweaty, just for me. Come on, big girl, you can moan. I bet it feels good when I rub your clit. You don't want it to feel good, do you? But you can't love how it feels when I violate you. I know just how to make you squirm. I wonder if my tail could be used to perhaps stimulate you as well. Well, here it comes. Just slowly entering inside you. Oh, you like that? Feels good. Going in and out, over and over again. It's so warm, just the right shape. Just the right size to get you nice and wet for me. You'll be coming in no time. You're going crazy. This is the best sex you've ever had. Come on. Come on, big girl. Tell me how much you love it. Tell me how much you want me. Yeah, you want me. You want this tail to keep fucking you. Your moans don't lie. They're getting louder and louder. And you're just getting wetter. And wetter. You're gonna come in no time. Come on, be a good girl. Come for me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there she goes. Oh, yes, let me hear you cry it out. Your loud moans, you love it. That was more fun I've ever had with a human. And, I mean, deep down inside. Deep, deep down inside you. You loved it too. Now go. Leave. You are the only human to ever enter my cave and live. Consider yourself lucky. And if you tell somebody and they send people over here to hurt me, I'll kill them. I'll kill them all. But if you ever want to come back here for some more fun, I think I'd be okay with that, human.